AB9 and then mobile monitoring.
It is EMH mobile.
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, listening on the Northern Michigan Link system.
Well, good morning, Mr. Jim. There was an unexpected bit of construction on Woodmere this morning. Wonderful.
Well, I guess it's that time of the year or whatever. Hey, I was looking at APRS. I saw your little FP1D. Are you still running that? That's what it decodes as. I didn't know why, but I really like those radios.
Yeah, and I plugged it in the other day. It must have turned on when I hooked it up to the charger. And probably didn't realize it. It's been a while since I used it, so the battery was super-duper dead. And, well, it didn't really power on when I plugged it in, but I guess it's got enough juice to power itself again. So I guess I'll turn it off when I get home.
Yeah, you know, I think you and I have had this conversation that the various versions, they actually went downhill from the FT1. Whatever they called it, down to the latest, whatever the latest one is, but I really like that one.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but every time Riesu makes another radio and, you know, it gets further from, you know, the year 2000 or the late 90s, the radios just keep getting worse, and I'm not quite sure why, because, well, they really had it down, I would say. I mean, other than their radios were super menu-driven, and they still kind of are, but they had good hardware. And, well, I've got an FT5, and I have an FT2. And, you know, radios are meant to talk on. And I don't know what it is about the transmit and the receive audio, but it is terrible on the newer ones. The FT1 was actually really good. And I feel like the last portable radio they made that had good sounding audio was the FT70, but it had crap battery life. So it's like they can focus on one thing and make it good, but everything else has to suck.
Well, I guess I would agree with you. I think they concentrated on the color touchscreens and forgot that they were actually making a radio.
I'm going to be quite honest with you. I don't care if it's got a color touchscreen. If it just has a really nice screen and, you know, easy to navigate buttons or menus or whatever, I would be perfectly content with it as long as it's got decent battery life. It doesn't have to have phenomenal battery life, but it's just going to have decent battery life and good receive and transmit audio, you know, like a radio is supposed to. The FT5 fails at all of those.
Okay, just heard you in there, figured that nobody else was radioactive, so figured I'd throw my call out. So, hey, navigate the construction site, and I'll keep it short here, and let you enjoy the kind of a wet, humid morning. ECADG, 73.
All right, sounds good, Mr. Jim. I'm just about to pull into the structure, so that timed out well. Any EMH mobile.
CHVSU. AB9NN mobile monitoring. KB9, SYU monitoring.
W8RPM mobile.
KB9, SYU monitoring. Can you go with the call again?
Good morning. Got the 9 and not much else.
Kilo Bravo 9, Sierra Yankee Uniform, KB9, SYU. I didn't get your call.
Well, it makes us even. My call is Whiskey 8, the Romeo, Papa Mike. My name is Ron Robert Oscar November. I'm on the 7-4 Sheboygan machine at the moment.
Okay, I think I got the call, W8RPM. This is Kilo Bravo 9, Sierra Yankee Uniform. We're just on an HT up here up at Mackinac Island. So I just thought we'd connect to it. I do have All-Star, but we're just trying the HT. So hopefully we're making it into the repeater. It's nice to meet your acquaintance, Rob. The name is Ted Tango Echo Delta.
Good morning, Ted. It's Ron, Robert Oscar November, and I assume you're on the 511.
I believe so, yes.
Because there's three or four of them linked together. I don't think you do well with an HT except on the one you're on. Although the 7-4 has some overlap there, and if you have any amount of altitude, you might be okay. Frequent Mackinac Island visitor, first time?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I've never been up that far. I've visited Grand Rapids a number of times for coaching baseball and been up to White Cloud, but I've never been up north. And so my wife and I are up here and just going to be up here till Thursday and enjoying our time and just looking at the weather here. Looks like we might have some thunderstorms coming in a little bit. So I thought, well, she's getting ready. I thought I brought my HT along and thought I could get into one of the repeater systems. Looks like an impressive linking of repeaters up here. I do have All-Star, so I've got my phone with me too, so we can get in that route, but I thought I'll try the HT and just see. But yeah, it is the 511 repeater here. Back to you, Rob.
All right, very good. Well, enjoy your time here. It is a very special place. It's also a very expensive place. A lot of us locals don't go there much just because of how much it costs, but it's a good day trip a lot of times. I stayed there a couple times. I had a niece that got married there many, many moons ago, and I've had the pleasure of being there in the winter for work, which is a very unique experience, completely different than what you're experiencing. Just a totally different plane of existence. But no place like it in the world that I'm aware of. Not real happy with the corporate takeover recently. That's made a lot of enemies locally. And unfortunately, you know, that's one of those kind of places where you can piss off all the locals and it'll still be successful because the target audience is literally worldwide. And I'm sure you can see that in the travelers there. Fair amount of offshore visitors. But hey, their money's as green as anybody's. That's my opinion. But we're glad to have you. I hope you enjoy your time. Don't know if you're spending any other time on the mainland, but and let me know real quick where your home QTH is. I've got my destination in sight.
All right, Ron, I just want to make sure I got your call right. W8RPM, I believe it is. Ron is the name. Yeah, we're from about 45 miles west, southwest of Chicago, is our home QTH. We do talk on HF quite a bit, in many over here in the Michigan area, and quite a bit on 75 and 80 meters, 40 meters, 20 meters. So, yeah, beautiful country over here. Love it up here. And we're helping a little bit with the economy over here. But I see a lot of tourists, and that's okay. All the money is good. It's helping. A beautiful place up here, really enjoying our time. So maybe we can get you on HF sometime. Not sure if you're on HF, but we are about 40, 45 miles southwest of Chicago, Illinois. So anyways, okay, on your destination, could you just let me know, am I making it in halfway decent, full quieting? And then I'll say 73, W8RPM, Kilo Bravo 9, Sierra Yankee Uniform, will be clear.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't have any more quieting. You could probably go down to low power and be fine. I don't know if you're running 4 or 5 watts, but you could probably turn it down to 1 or maybe even less. So this site's on a state police tower. It's right on the shoreline, you know, on the south shore of the Straits in Mackinac City, and a little bit, just a tiny, tiny little bit west of the bridge. So line of sight, you know, you're maybe 2 miles over water. So yeah, you're as full quieting as can be. Yeah, I hang out on 75 and 80. In the winter, we have a pretty regular net at about 5:30 or 6 Eastern time at 39, 67, 50. But I hang out there quite a bit, mostly in the evenings and late at night. You know, 39, 33, 38, 50. 39.65, and just, you know, kind of all over everywhere. No real loyalty except to that winter net at 39.67.5. All right, sir. Glad to meet you. There's a fair amount of traffic here. Not super busy during the week. Not a lot of mobile drive time traffic either. Just sort of hit and miss. But normally this repeater is linked with the 7.4 in Sheboygan, the 6.7 in Mayo, sometimes the 8.6 in Traverse City, and every once in a while, you know, we'll get somebody way, way, way downstate like Muskegon, Ludington, that'll chime in on All-Star. So I wouldn't be surprised if you're close enough to the Michigan border, the New Buffalo area, you know, you'll occasionally hear this traffic drifting in on VHF. And yeah, like I said, there's always All-Star. So good to meet you. I didn't want you to think your call was going unheard. I got a couple errands to run. I'll be back in the car. W8RPM. Enjoy your vacation.
All right, very good, Ron. I appreciate you coming back to me. And maybe we can get you on HF. I do know those bands. I listen to them, and I have probably heard you before. So appreciate you coming back to me. Thanks a lot. And okay on where the tower is and the repeater. So maybe back home we'll get you on All-Star and maybe get you on 75, 80 meters. Nice to meet your acquaintance. Thanks for coming back. W8RPM from KB9SYU clear.
Nice mobile.
KB9NN mobile monitoring.
WIS, Mile.
K8BCW.
How's it going, Dan? I need DMH.
Hey, good afternoon. How's not going too bad, actually. It's going nicely. We're up north, and I'm sitting down here at the beach on Hammond Bay, enjoying some PTO. A little hazy out here, but man, it's a gorgeous afternoon.
Yeah, I got done around 3 today. Let me see what the old weather station says. 85! And, it's a little humid, but that's alright. This is what summer is supposed to be in northern Michigan.
Oh yeah, I'm digging it. It's gorgeous. You know, finally taking some PTO, although I did put in for a couple hours today because I had to host a conference call and do some stuff. And oh man, I got a conference call I have to host tomorrow morning as well for about an hour. But outside of that, I'm not taking calls. Got family coming up on Wednesday, and it's going to be a busy week up here. But yeah, I couldn't ask for a much nicer day.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But, I've been working on various little electronics projects over the weekend. I got my EQ897 all fixed up. I actually bought a second one and made a working one out of two. The ceramic filters, the IF filters, they kind of just vaporize over time. I actually cracked both of them all open, and they were all blue, and they're not supposed to be. So I replaced those, fixed up the front display because it had a whole bunch of dead lines, replaced the rotary encoder, put it all back together, the only thing I got to do to it now is do a full alignment on it, because I tried it out on sideband on 2 meters, and it was quite a bit off. I tried it on 440, and it was in a whole different country in terms of frequency. So needs a little bit of alignment, but other than that, it was a success. I'm waiting on some parts. I've got a 706 Mark II that has no power out, and I'm waiting on a little SMD transistor and a resistor. And because somebody was poking around where they shouldn't have been and caused some damage. But just waiting for those parts to arrive, and maybe I'll have a working 706.
Man, that sounds like productive time. I don't know much about the issues. I do know that they've, you know, from what I've read, that they have problems with the rotary encoders and the missing pixels on the displays. I haven't heard about the filters. And with any luck, those are a common part, not something that has become unobtainium over time. Some of the problems with some of the older Motorola stuff, the Max tracks or the I don't want to say the analog spectres, but you know, the Astro ones as well, like the Max tracks, the you know, that 14-4 reference crystal, and, you know, the TCXO in the spectres. Yeah, those are kind of unobtainium anymore. I do enjoy working on that old stuff. Actually, last month I recapped a VHF MSF 5000, not VHF, UHF MSF, and all the weirdity pretty much went away as soon as I did that. It wasn't too bad to do. It definitely took some effort. I had to buy all the caps to get it done, but when all said and done, it turned out okay. That's for a project with one of the repeater builder MMDVMs. Not quite ready to deploy to the field yet, but you know, I got it running DMR and P25.
Man, those MSF 5000 base stations are rock solid, though. I mean, you can leave a rock on them, on the push to talk, come back a couple years later, and that sucker will still be going. They're just bulletproof machines. I have a VHF one. I haven't done anything with it yet. I don't know if it's an EEPROM one or if it's programmable via RSS. I acquired it and I did nothing with it, and it sat. It probably needs to be recapped. It was the old Sheboygan fire main. Just sitting in the barn right now, but I just haven't really found a reason to use it, because I've got all these MTR 2000 VHFs that, you know, that they do essentially the same thing I would need them to do. And I can't bring myself to lug that thing out of storage because it's so heavy. But maybe it would make a good project now that I've got time. So maybe that'd be a good winter project. Maybe I'll do that this winter. I don't know what I'll do with it, but I'll do something.
It's supposed to feel like they have a black hole at their core because of the mass density of that cabinet. They are unnaturally heavy. But, you know, it's funny you say the old Charlevoix. So I wound up with, they came from Shannon. I got two VHF MSFs that were also decommissioned from that. One of them is now the 145-23 repeater in Ann Arbor at U of M replaced the broken down couldn't keep it playing anymore, MiCore. And it plays pretty well there. The other one I built up with a Cat 1000, one of the Cat controllers. And a small UHF link radio in it, and that's been delivered to a friend in Buffalo, New York. That's going to be the replacement 145.49 repeater. So that old stuff is going to good use. But yeah, this UHF, it was playing, and then all of a sudden, weird things were happening, and to make a long story short, why is the cord hot? There's something intermittent. It's got a bad power transformer in it. Either that or the ferro-resonant cap went bad in it. So I pulled out another power supply, put it in. That one was bad immediately. It didn't go from working to not working. I wound up gutting out the back plane, or that all that stuff mounts on, and mounting an old HP server power supply to it, a 40-amp server power supply. Looks freaking beautiful.
Oh man, I haven't even thought about doing that. I might have to do that if I've got power supply issues with mine. I haven't even powered mine up yet. I was told it worked. So, and I took the guy's word for it. I mean, my cat sees my, sees the reflection from the sun on my watch on the wall. Oh, that's great. But, yeah, good winter project. I mean, I don't have a controller for it. I mean, I've got a Cat 250 that I've got on my little home repeater. But it's actually got some issues. The real-time clock, it isn't really real-time clock anymore. It just kind of thinks that time is going a lot faster than it really is. I have to set the clock or reset it every week because it'll get ahead 2 minutes. Not quite sure why that keeps happening, but you know, I don't really use the real-time clock on it. But I've been looking around for a WX250, the weather radio, and then either a Cat 500 or a 1000, and those are hard to come by because, well, of course, they're not made anymore, but people keep selling them at, like, you know, both kidneys and a leg prices. Like, it's kind of wild. I guess there really is only one manufacturer for hardware repeater controllers, and that's Arcom now, because SCOM doesn't make anything anymore. They stopped making the 7330, which I was sad to see. You know, Cat dissolved a long time ago. And I just got the RC210, which I don't have one, actually. I might have to pick one of those up and play with it. Anyway.
And WT. Yeah, NHRC went out a few years ago, too. They made some pretty popular controllers. They had some neat plug-ins to go into the Master 2 stations. Yeah, the RC210, I love those. Those are great controllers, my UHF and Mylan. The main control on that is an RC210. And I'm using all three ports. You know, the second port is a VHF link radio that they park on the 145.15 repeater that they use for Skywarn. And port three is connects to the Raspberry Pi, because I have a full-time link to East Coast Reflector. I've got the macros built so that if I turn on the remote base, it disables the All-Star port. But, you know, I built several repeaters for friends with the RC210s, and, yeah, they're pretty easy to work with. Programming on DTMF is, it sucks, but, you know, they're, the ARCOM software, yeah, that I use that, and it works really easy. Once you wrap your mind around a couple of the, how building the macros works, it's not too bad to work with. You know, and being able to edit it on the PC and blow it in really quick. You know, it's pretty nice. They're a good controller.
You know, what's funny is I felt the same way about the 7330. It was a bit of a learning curve to figure out the macro system on that, especially from, you know, coming from a CAT 250 or the RLC3. The way the macros work is wildly different. But you know, when you can build it in a computer, usually it helps significantly. But I just pulled up the page for those. 245 isn't that bad for a hardware controller. I guess that's just the board too, because you got to get all the other things. If you want the, you got to get the real-time clock module, the audio delay board, which I guess the audio delay board isn't required, but real-time clock isn't a bad idea to have. Ooh, they even have a port expander. Oh, nice. You know, I'm going to add that also to the winter project list. Maybe I'll pick one of those up and, you know, there's something to be said for having a hardware controller on a repeater that, you know, it's just, you know, it's just going to work because, you know, I trust Asterisk, but sometimes it's failed me. And I like not having to mess with that, especially when I need to depend on it.
Oh, and with the FCOM stuff, I grew up on the 5Ks and the MRC-100, so those were the first controllers I worked with. And so the macro structure on that, I actually found that fairly easy to figure out, but of course that was the first thing I started with back in the early 90s. The ARCOM stuff was the second one I started playing with, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, this is fairly easy. When I tried doing a CAT controller, that is so different than any of them. It broke my brain. I couldn't figure it out. I figured out how to set the ID, and I told them, all right, you're on the hook for the macros, because I cannot figure this stuff out. It's like, I'm not an idiot, but sometimes the way one's brain processes information, I just could not figure that out. Like, I've worked with many controllers, you know, the FCOM and the ARCOM, and actually Linkcom, did a lot of Linkcom stuff. You know, I've played with the ComSpec commercial controllers, but yeah, the CAT stuff broke my brain. And I agree with you on you're having a purpose-built controller. You know, you get some, you know, power glitches where it, you know, might get reset a few times in short order. It's like Honey Badger. Honey Controller, because Honey Controller don't care. You know, the Raspberry Pi stuff, it may not bother it one bit, and that SD card may also say, I'm checking out for lunch. I'll clock back in when you dump an image back on me.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And I've had that happen a couple times. And, well, of course,
was using it as the controller for the repeater. So the whole repeater was dead. And it took me like a week or two to get that taken care of. And I mean, I've been switching over everything to just mini PCs, old Dell Optiplexes and stuff like that. And those are quite a bit more robust than a Pi. Because you got a true SSD or a hard drive. Don't put a hard drive in it, but you know, you can use your solid-state drive. It's not as susceptible to getting angry about your random writes over time. Sometimes they boot up a little bit faster because of the additional, you know, random read speeds or the sequential read speeds. But there's something to be said for the boot time of an SCOM 7330 or a CAT 250 or just a CAT controller in general. Like, you give it power, it immediately starts talking. It's like, hey, I'm alive. And actually, the repeaters I hooked them up to take longer to boot up than the controllers do, which is kind of hilarious. I actually ended up having to set time delays on their startup macros. So that way, after the repeater's fully initialized, then it does its whole, you know, hey, SCOM 330 repeater version whatever, and then I gotta change the timeout timer on this portable. You know, that way you actually know the controller is alive after, you know, power reset. I also found that the Quantars, they don't really like it if you try to transmit on the external push-to-talk line on the system connector before the thing's fully booted up. I've had a couple instances where it just locks up the whole station. I mean, if you had Asterisk, that wouldn't be a problem, because usually it takes about a minute or 2 minutes, sometimes a little longer for that to come up, but the flexibility is nice.
Oh, that's interesting about the Quantar. I've never had that problem before. I've got a couple on 900. Actually, I have a VHF on here, but it doesn't have an external controller to it. It's on the snap repair. It's in my shed. And while linked on All-Star, it's over the air from the house. But yeah, my couple 900s, I have an issue with that. I have to keep an eye out for that. But yeah, you know, the boot time. Yeah, I noticed that the MSF. Yeah, the startup messages on the CAT were long since gone by the time the MSF was ready to end in the mood to talk. But you know, I'm using the Raspberry Pi and the AmpLeap images, you know, as the controller on several repeaters now. I was hesitant to do that, but as I've gotten more experience with it and over time, the experience I've had with my mobile nodes, and I've done pretty well. My mobile node that I'm on right now is also, I'm on the UHF Simplex node. Can bring the 900 HD, the 900 OPR part of it, but I've had that up on All-Star now for 8-9 years, and I've only had the SD card go on me once, and I was doing some stuff and I hiccuped the power numerous times before I realized I was hiccuping the power, and it worked for a little bit after that, but it got glitchy and I just dropped a new image on it and away, just re-imaged it. So I've had good luck, knock on wood. They've been pretty reliable. I haven't gone down the road of those the mini PCs while I have thought about it. I've seen seen the ASL, the ASL-3 image and, you know, done some work with that because that's how the ULM repeater set up. And I've, you know, I've done a lot with the ham voice, and, you know, I helped someone else with their ASL-3 node. I just, personal preference for the ham voice, but I don't think ham voice works on me.
No, I haven't found a x86-64 version of the ham VoIP. But, I mean, ham VoIP is based on ASL. I mean, there's quite a few, you know, source code changes. But, I mean, if you really want to dive into it, you can make ASL3 do the same stuff that ham VoIP can if you want to make all those modifications. I've just been doing ASL3 even on PIs. Most of the time when I do use ASL as the controller. This is dorm radio, hold on. Using my XPS 2500, and I guess I forgot to change my timer from 60 seconds. The CLI Tune utility doesn't support the USB radio driver on ham VoIP, and I like using that because then I don't have to use the squelch or PL logic on a repeater. It does it all in DSP. I can change the squelch on the fly. I can change the PL on the fly for transmit and receive. Just give it a discriminator receiver and flat transmit path. And it handles all of that for you, which is nice. It gives you a little bit of remote flexibility. But there's something to be said for having a hardware controller still. This darn radio is killing me. And my cat's trying to bite my ankle, so I better give him attention before there's blood involved. And enjoy the water. We'll catch you later. W2PUT on 8 Range.
Okay. Oh, man. When we get back home, we've been gone for a little bit. We're still going to be up here another couple weeks. My one cat is, I'm not going to be able to work at my desk. Gracie, she firmly believes that it's her job in life to sit in front of a keyboard between me and the monitor and for me to pet her. And she sometimes gets nippy affectionate. All right, hey, take care, man. We'll talk to you later. This is WPCT. I'll be listening.
Remote already in this mode. Node 3943048 connected to node 55672.
Sounds like the computers might be all linked up. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Note, thunderstorm warning east of Gaylord. Thunderstorm warning east of Gaylord.
Hey, APX. Yeah, we've got the repeaters all linked up. Trying to find somebody to spin up a net here. Any APX, Northern Michigan Skywarn.
NIKLD Mobile Mile.
Been doing anything down there by you yet?
Well, I got out of the car first there. Within the wrecker, I got out to load the car up and I got soaked. It's quite dark, 70 degrees here, and I'd say light rain. Ooh, there was a lightning hit. Let's see if my repeater still works. I just hit the tower, pretty close to the tower.
No, you're still making it. But I got one right here, Central Sheboygan County, that I'm headed towards right now.
Yeah, I'm heading towards this northern Oscoda County. So I haven't even looked at the radar. I'm going to figure it's northern Oscoda, southern Montmorency County. But it's pretty dark. Yeah, there's no hit of lightning.
All right. So let me know if you get anything interesting out of it. Any APX.
Yeah, I should be driving right about into it. The one up by Fairview. There's like a nice one up by Lewiston. East of Atlanta, or west of Atlanta, east of Gaylord there. There's a decent cell. There's another hit of lightning. I'm shocked my repeater still works, so that's hit my repeater tower twice.
Well, thank God it's still working.
Yeah, it's still working. There's lightning everywhere. Wow. Every which way you look, there's lightning. That's impressive. N9KOP Mobile.
We've got nothing down here in Rose City. W8COP.
I was going to say, when I come through there just 30 minutes ago, Chris, and it was pretty quiet. So temperature dropped to 4 degrees. It's down to 68. And I'm just coming up on the mountain curve right now.
Yeah, we're still 85 degrees and sunny down here, but sure could use the rain. It's getting awfully dry.
I don't see anything too out of the ordinary. The cell here up by Fairview, I mean, it's dark, but I don't see any rotation in it at all. You know, it's almost hard to tell in the clouds because it's the visibility's not the greatest today. At least up here, it's not.
Well, just be careful if you're out in that stuff. So, anything starts to pop down here, I'll let you know. W8COP.
Copy that. N9KOP Mobile.
KCHCM2 right here by Garland Golf Course. Right across. And I'm not getting nothing over here. But it is 80 degrees. KCHCM2 testing. KCHCM2 test.
KE8FKW monitoring.
Northern Oscoda County area for possible rotation. If we get any stations that are in that area that notice any severe weather phenomenon, please call Net Control 1-8-APX.
something else easily.
Yes.
The phenomenon is also getting people to re-
K8BCW.
Go ahead, KC8CMQ.
Hey, good evening. Just another pleasant night down here in Harbor Springs.
Well, it quite wasn't quite that way up here. In the Lewiston, Mile, Gaylord, Mount Morenzie, we had a big old storm come through. Sitting here listening to the police down wires and stuff, but apparently it's gone out of here now. But yeah, we had a little bit of fun for a little bit. KCMQ up here in Lewiston, go ahead.
Yeah, I was listening to the system and I heard that. I'm actually north of you in Harbor Springs in the Petoskey area. It totally missed us. Everything went to the south of us.
Well, technically, I'm in Oscoda County, 1 mile in from Mount Morenzie, and it did go sort of north of me a little bit. We got about a two-minute rain, but I did see a lot of lightning over towards the east as it was heading that direction. So I was fortunately that I wasn't in that, but if it came down a couple more miles, I probably would have had some fun down here with my cats, but we didn't quite get that lucky so far. But we did get a little bit of rain just to water the grass.
Yeah, we could use some rain up here too, but that probably looks like it's coming later in the week.
Well, I understand that you guys are going to get some more up that direction later on tonight, early tomorrow morning, according to 9 and 10 News.
Yeah, entirely possible. I haven't actually looked, so it's been changing every couple of hours. When I looked earlier this morning, it wasn't coming in until later in the week, but I've been busy all day.
Well, we missed all that tornado that was over here in Wisconsin. They had that on the news tonight, and a lot of things really got tore up over that direction. Of course, they were all under heat advisories all the way from North Dakota all the way, probably all the way down to Texas, but that's the way the map was looking.
Yeah, well, it's going to be what it's going to be. And if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm dragging along just in case somebody else might want to jump in there and say hi to you. But yeah, I don't like taking the frequency all the time, so I drag a little bit.
Yeah, no worries. Are you aware of any other severe weather that's coming into the area where this linked repeater system covers?
No, not tonight, according to national weather. Uh-uh.
All right, well, that's good news. Well, hey, good talking to you. Unbatten the hatches down there and enjoy the rest of your evening. And hopefully we'll catch you on the air another time. K8BCW.
Okay. Have a well evening and catch you later. K8CMQ.
K8BCW, N8APX.
K8BCW, go ahead, Adam.
Yeah, there's some more severe weather coming in. In fact, I'm watching, there's a big cell moving in towards Petoskey Harbor Springs probably in the next hour or so. So if you get anything wild and crazy over there, if you wouldn't mind passing it along, please.
Oh, yeah, just pulled up the weather radar, and I do see something big coming across the lake. I will have my radio next to me, and we'll report anything that that pops up.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. And at APX, still in standby, Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network.
Yeah, thanks for being there tonight, Adam. Hopefully it's quiet. K8BCW, standing by.
KC8VSU.
KF8AGY, testing.
KF8AGY, this is KF8DMK. I read you loud and clear.
KF8DMK, this is KF8AGY. Roger that, and you are also loud and clear as well. KF8AGY, listening. WAWIV, this is KF8AGY. You are coming through good.
KF8AGY. Good job, daughter. You'll hear me check it in short time on the net. I just have to check to make sure I'm getting in all right. Yes, I am. Thanks.
WBAWIV, this is KF8AGY, Kevin, and you're coming in a little bit crackly, but definitely able to copy your signal. KF8AGY monitoring.
Yeah, okay, Roger, Kevin, stand by a minute. I need to crank it up a bit. Is that a little bit better? WBAWIV.
Roger that, Tom. You, whatever you just did, made you come in. You got, you're holding the repeater and you got full quieting. So we look forward to hearing you on the net. KF8AGY, and I'll be starting the net probably in about 15 or 20 minutes, depending on whether there's a T-barge net tonight or not. KF8AGY, monitoring.
Okay, Kevin, that's what I wanted to find out. That's 30 watts. I was headed down to 20 watts. And, very good. All right. We'll catch you on the net. I take your net control. WD8, WYB. I'll be clear, but standing by.
KHGTC, net in 5 minutes. Good evening, everybody. It's time for Traverse Bay Amateur Radio Emergency Communications, OXCOM Net. This is KTTC Net Control. The control operator for this net is Glenn, KSGZ. This net beats every Monday and precedes the Trailing Amateur Radio Club Mesh Net using the 146.86 repeater in Traverse City. Authorization for use of this repeater is provided by the Trailing Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose of this net is to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. We will also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and to alert those listening for an emergency or weather bulletins. If during an emergency this repeater is not in operation, please check the 147.26 Munson repeater. If this repeater is not working, please go to 146.58 Simplex for net operations. At this time, net control will stand by for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. No stations heard. At this time, net control will stand by for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name followed by the call sign. After the last call sign is heard, net control will confirm that you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
AWK, Ward.
Romeo Echo Hotel.
Golf Yankee. Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta, Mike, Kilo.
Kevin, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo, Whiskey.
Tony, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo, Zulu.
Mike, Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie.
JFK8WPE.
Glenn, Whiskey Bravo 4, Kilo Tango Fox.
All right. We have a couple that I got a little bit doubled. I've got Ward in AWK. I've got Mike Kitty at REH. I've got GY. So I'm assuming it's Kevin, KF8AGY. I got Christopher, KF8DMK, Kevin, KE8SBW, Tony, KE8SBZ, Mike, I think it's Mike, AI6XQ. I've got one station with a WWU. I'm not sure who that is. I got Dave, KWPE. I've got Glenn, W, can't be right, WBA4. KTF. I'll correct these as we go. Let's start at the top list with Ward. Ward, NAWK, your location and messages to pass.
Thanks. It's Ward, NAWK, at Bryant Park. No traffic.
Mike, KE8REH. Mike, do we have any weather warnings at this time?
Monitor a couple of cells that are coming ashore, Charlotte, Scotch area.
Mike, you didn't quite make it in there. It says something about some cells coming in the Charlotte area. Could you repeat your message one more time? You're barely getting it.
All right, how about now? Am I making it?
Much better.
Yeah, I guess you move 3 feet and you make it in. Right now, there are no current watches or warnings over. We're watching a couple cells that are making it ashore there, Charlevoix, Petoskey area, and we are under a mesoscale discussion for heavy rainfall at this time. It expires in about 5 hours. So, other than that, we are going to continue to monitor. It sounds like we had some pretty nasty weather going through Wisconsin earlier, so we're just keeping an eye out, and if anything happens, we'll let you know.
And stay tuned to the 86 repeater. Let's go to Kevin, KF8AGY. Kevin, your location, A messages to pass.
This is Kevin, KF8AGY. Location is Spider Lake. I have no messages to pass. KGTC, this is KF8AGY. Back to you.
Christopher, KF8DMK. Christopher, your location, A messages.
This is Christopher, KF8DMK, located 3.5 miles south of Buckley. No traffic. Back to you.
Kevin, KE8SBW. Kevin, your location and messages to pass.
Thanks, Glenn. This is Kevin, mobile, southbound on US 31, just south of Atwood. No traffic. Back to Nets from KE8SBW.
Tony, KE8SBZ. Tony, your location and messages to pass.
KE8SBZ, location is Rennie Lake. Lowy pads are pretty quiet right now. No other messages back to net.
I think my psychic friends have told me that Mike, AI6XQ. Mike, did I get you? Are you out there?
WABPC.
Jimmy. Jeez, go to a convention or something. I've got Joe in there, I've got Drake, and I've got Mike VPC. Let's try... I've got a station, WWU. WWU station, please check in. Your location and messages to pass.
Kilo, Delta 9, Whiskey, Whiskey Uniform. North end of Torch Lake, and this is Kevin, and we got light rain showers.
Dave, K-A-W-P-E. Dave, your location and messages to pass.
Now, this is Dave, K-A-W-P-E, on the west side of Silver Lake, and I have no messages to pass this evening.
Glenn, WB4-KTS. Glenn, your location and messages to pass.
This is WB4-KTS. Location is Duck Lake Peninsula and Gron. No messages, sir. Over.
Joe, NACN. Joe, your location and messages to pass.
Good evening, NACN. I'm Mayor Barlow in South Air for emergency power and just listening to the sirens in the distance.
We've got Mike, W8BPC. Mike, your location and messages to pass.
WAVPC, no traffic, location Royal Oak.
Drake, NADMH, Drake location, any messages to pass?
Drake, NADMH, I'm outside, and we're at Barlow and South Airport, no traffic.
Anybody else want to jump in?
NADPX, Adam.
November 8, Echo X-Ray Mobile.
Yeah, I think the repeater stopped on you. N8APX, Adam, your location, any messages to pass?
Good evening, Glenn. N8APX, Adam in Sheboygan. Currently standing in Walmart. Glenn, I got to get with you on this program. I don't know if you've ever heard of QSO1, but that's what I'm using right now, and boy, do I love it. So that's the only traffic I got back to that. N8APX.
All right, I'm going to have to learn a little about that. All right, we're going to do digital traffic, but a first little announcement. I'm taking the next 10 days off, so next week I will not be available for... net, and if Kevin, you want to do project night, we'll have to chat about that one. But I'll be back the week after, just taking a short little break from work. We do have some digital traffic again. Keep practicing. You never know when you could use this stuff. This is a short message with my vacation schedule. Stand by for digital traffic. This is KGTC. Messages as follows. KGTC, end of message. If you receive this message, please check in.
I have to resend it. Somebody was talking at the beginning. You're going to have to go again.
This is KF8DMK. I have full copy.
Ditto, NAWK. Hurrah, hurrah.
Kevin, KF8AGY. I got the MT60. 3-2000 header, 1604.6 kilohertz, negative copy on the message.
AAWPE with the same, negative copy.
AE8SBZ, full copy.
VPC, full copy.
10ACN, I got the preamble, but no content. some interference.
All right, we're going to do a little experiment. We're going to send it again. Those of you who got it should not have a duplicate. Those of you who didn't, let's try it again. This one is for 29 seconds. GTC, if you are a negative and got this message, please let me know.
Hey, WPE, I put my squelch down one more notch and it all came through.
KF8AGY got the MT63-2000LG preamble again, no data. Negative copy.
I got the full copy that time, 9 p.m.
All right, Kevin, I can't figure out why you and I mean, you're right on top of me. I don't think that's the issue, though, but we'll have to figure this one out. All right, everybody, I want to thank everybody for participating and staying weather aware, because we've had some bizarre weather lately. Please stay tuned to the 86 repeater. All right, that's it for me. I'm going to turn the net over to the Chairlain Amateur Radio Club. This is KGTC. Take it away, Chairlain.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. Before we get started, I have a few announcements. Breakfast with Hams every Tuesday morning at JNS Hamburg on South Airport Road, just west of Garfield. All are welcome, and this is a great time to casually connect with your radio buddies. Tomorrow night, we'll have the annual picnic at Sailor Park in Yuba. That's off of US 31 going north toward Charlevoix. Sailor Park is on your left-hand side, a little up. Bring a dish to pass, and I was notified that a grill will be provided for burgers and hot dogs or anything else you will be bringing for your family or guests. Social at 5 o'clock and food at 6. That's it I have for the announcements today. This is KF8AGY. My name is Kevin. I will be your net control station this evening using the club call sign, W8TCM. The purpose of the Monday Evening Social Hour Net is to connect and build our ham community, to communicate information of interest to our amateur radio enthusiasts in our area. Great. The MeshNet and the use of this W8TCM repeater is authorized by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club in the greater Traverse City, Michigan area, including northern Michigan, as a sponsored club activity. Boy, that's a mouthful. Welcome to those using other repeaters who are linked in tonight. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the MeshNet, and all duly licensed hams are invited and encouraged to check in. We'll check in three groups. First, time-constrained and short-time stations. Second, EchoLink. And third, general check-in. Break. We check in one person at a time. I will call for a check-in. You send me your call sign and first name, and I will acknowledge the station I heard. Then I will call for the next check-in. This helps us manage doubles and makes check-in a more efficient process. Thank you for your patience. I don't have a topic for tonight, other than the weather seems kind of sketchy right now. We've got some weather coming our way, and some cells are being monitored. So stay tuned for any SkyWire net that may be activated tonight for the weather. This is WATCM Net Control for the Monday Evening Social Hour. Begin check-ins tonight by calling for short-time, time-constrained stations. And because you are time or energy-constrained, I'll take your comments right after this group checks in. First, short-time check-in. Please call now.
WIV, Tom Cadillac, short time.
Roger that, Tom. I've got you. Next time constrained short time station, please check in.
A8WPE for short time.
All right, Dave, I got you. Next time constrained short time station, please call now.
Kevin, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Whiskey, short time.
Okay, Kevin, I have you. Next short time check-in, please call now. No further short time check-ins heard, so we'll go to the top of the list. Tom, WB8WIV in Cadillac. Tom, go ahead with your transmission, and Dave, stand by.
Okay, Kevin, very good, and thanks for taking the net tonight. WATCM, WBAWIV. It's, I don't know what the temperature is out there, but it's still pretty warm here. We did get some rain today, but not much. Spent some time at the Y, went to yoga, and then the wife and I walked afterwards, half hour. We always do that, pretty much, to get that in. We did not get our dogs out because of the weather, and then again, it was just too hot. But anyway, I had a real busy day. Had to make a return trip to the dentist. They had to coordinate, or I've got a partial plate that they had to adjust, which meant that a couple of teeth had to be kind of ground down. They had to take some rough edges and stuff off in order for it to fit. So, I was at the dentist last week. Well, I was back here today. Anyhow, went to the chiropractor and did a lot of running around shopping and banks and all that kind of good stuff. Paid my property tax. Whoop-de-doo. Anyway, let me drop it. Tomorrow will be rough. I will not be at the picnic, or I won't be at Breakfast of Hams. I'm going to be at a liquid diet tomorrow. Procedures done Wednesday. Colonoscopy. It'll be the last one. If they do not find anything, and it's another 10 years, that's it for me. I'll be done. So hopefully they find nothing. Like the last two times I've gone. I've had them done every 10 years for the last, well, this will be 30 years now. So anyway, but I'll be probably in rough shape tomorrow. And so unfortunately I'm going to miss the picnic this year. Anyhow, everybody have a good evening out there. Take care. And we'll let you know next Monday how everything went. Back to you, Kevin. WATCM, WBAWIV. I'll be clear. Good evening.
Roger that, Tom. Boy, you are a busy guy. Between yoga, walking, and revisiting. And I'm sorry you had to go through that because you had to go back and revisit and have some things ground down. You were pain and misery after the last visit. And as far as the other thing, I'm not going to comment on that. We're all going through that. Hope everything turns out for you. And we'll be looking forward to hear your status report next week. We have Dave, K8WPE. Dave, go ahead with your transmission. And Kevin, stand by.
WATCM, Kevin, good evening. This is Dave, K8WPE, and I'm short time tonight. My brother-in-law, a retired pediatrician out in Oklahoma City, now a gentleman farmer, is going to see the cardiac surgeon plumber, and they're going to reroute some arteries and veins, the internal mammary and a vein from each of his calves to his heart, and see if we can give him another 70-some years.
So I've got to get up there to make the family phone call tonight, even though we've been texting back and forth all day. So 7-3, thank you for taking the net. Hope to see everybody at breakfast tomorrow morning. K-8-W-P-E.
Roger that, Dave. There sounds like a pretty major thing going on. I hope everything turns out, and at least we've got the time and history of those type of cardiac surgeries well behind us, less invasive than they were 30 or 40 years ago, and like I said, I hope everything works out for you. Kevin, KE8SW, Kevin, go ahead with your transmission, and then I will check if there's any more short-time stations before moving on to EchoLink or All-Star. Kevin, go ahead.
Thanks. Hey, hello, everyone. Been a little bit. I'm pretty excited that me and my family made it to cherry harvest in one piece. Got everything put up. And then I returned to work, and I'm hoping to have a day off here in another week. So I think I've been working every day for the better part of a month. And also, just coming back from robot practice, this is the first robot practice I've been to this season. So my kids and their friends have been doing it for a couple of weeks already. And I'm also very excited to be driving back with one of my old robot kids, Audrey, just found out she's surrounded by ham radio operators in the car. So she came and helped us with the robots, and I'm going to try and talk her into doing more. So hope everyone's doing well this evening, and looking forward to talking to you next week. 73KE8SBW.
Very good, Kevin. Glad you got your cherry harvest behind you. I've already had some cherries this season that I picked up from farmers markets. I don't know if your cherries are making it into that bunch, but boy, the cherries are delicious this year and plentiful. Robot practice sounds great, and sounds like you may have a possible other ham radio operator in the works. So, after saying that, I am going to call one more time for short time, any further short time check-ins, and then we will move on to EchoLink and All-Star. Do we have any more short time check-ins? Please call now. No further short time stations heard, so at this time I will call for EchoLink and All-Star. EchoLink and All-Star, please hold your comments. I will then call for general check-ins, and then we'll run down the list. Could I get the first EchoLink or All-Star check-in? Please call now.
November 8, Echo X-ray, Jeff.
Jeff in Alaska, I think you're still there. I got you. Next EchoLink All-Star check-in. Please call now.
Oh, this is Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie Mike, down here in Royal Oak.
Okay, Mike, I have you. Next EchoLink All-Star check-in. Please call now.
Scott, Whiskey X-ray 1, Juliet.
All right, Scott, I've got you. Do we have any more EchoLink or All-Star check-ins? Please call now.
NACN.
Okay, I think that was Joe. Joe, I got you on the list. Do we have any further EchoLink or All-Star check-ins? Please call now.
Drake and 8DMH.
Okay, Drake, I've got you. Any further EchoLink or All-Star check-ins? Please call now. This is WATCM on the Monday night, Monday evening social hour net. At this point, I will call for general check-ins. Same thing goes with the general check-ins. I'll call for one at a time, and then acknowledge and call the next one. First general check-in, please call now.
Kelly,
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Zulu. Tony, gotcha. Next general check-in.
AV8, PRU, Charlie.
Okay, I think that call sign was Kilo, Victor 8, Papa Romeo Uniform, Charlie. Next general check-in. Please call now.
Negative. Kilo, Bravo 8, Papa Romeo Uniform.
All right, Edgar, you got stepped on. Go ahead and give me your call sign again, and then I'll call back for Charlie's call sign. Edgar, go ahead with your call sign.
K-A-A-H-Y-E, Edgar.
Okay, Edgar, I've got your call sign. Charlie, would you like to call back and repeat your call sign to make sure I have it right? Go ahead.
K-B-A. P-R-U, Kilo, Bravo, 8, Papa, Romeo, Uniform.
Okay, Charlie got it. I got your, I had a V before as Victor, and I've got a B as in Bravo at this point. So we got Charlie, we've got Edgar. Could I get the next general check-in, please? I didn't quite get that. There was quite a bit of static and noise. Would you like to try again?
This is Kilo Delta 8, Victor Indy November. Over.
Kilo Delta 8, Victor Indy November. Could I get your first name, please?
Your first name is Jamie.
Okay, Jamie, gotcha. Next general check-in, please.
Kilo Delta 8 November Hotel, Nicholas.
Okay, Nicholas, I got you. Do we have any additional general check-ins? Please call now. Okay, no further stations heard. I will go back up to the top of the list with N80X. Jeff, I think you're in Alaska. Jeff, go ahead with your transmission. And Mike, W8BPC, please stand by.
Well, hello, everyone. Good afternoon, good evening. This is Jeff, N80X. I'm mobile on the Sterling Highway just north of 8th, heading toward Danielchik, which I have a little under an hour to get to Soldada and then 90 minutes to get home to Seward. So going across the borough. I was working out for Graham at the clinic and flew out, and we flew out with the weather. So we had clear skies and went into some pretty good winds and stuff. And I am very good, happy that my pilot knows how to use those trim wheels real well. And that we actually made that a very smooth flight. It was actually a lot of fun. Looking forward to Friday night. I'm going to hop on the red eye and head to Detroit and then shoot up Saturday to Traverse City, and we'll be with you guys for a little over 2 weeks. The rest of the family is heading up earlier on Wednesday, but I have to finish up the work week. Apparently, they say I do. But it's had the Zico 6200 out working a few stations, just some wire and banana plug. And the battery won't charge, so I think we'll have to work through that one. Yeah, but other than that, things are good, and I am looking forward to time off. It's been a long haul, and looking forward to that warm weather, smoke-filled air, and we are getting drenched here, so some sun would be nice, too. Hope everyone's doing well, and back to you at AD.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I hope you have a safe flight over here to Detroit and Traverse City. Sounds like you're doing a lot of flying around. I don't know much about what happens in Alaska, but I can only imagine that these various flights you're making all over, you're jumping in a bush plane, and you're about as close to bare metal as it gets.
So we look forward to seeing you, Jeff, in Traverse City, and hope you have a safe flight. Mike, W8VPC, go ahead with your transmission, and Scott, stand by.
Yeah, Net Control, this is W8VPC. Down here in the Detroit area, Royal Oak, actually. Yeah, Doc Dave, since you brought it up, my colonoscopy is on Friday, so my power flush is on Thursday. I think we should start wearing T-shirts that say Colonoscopy Club on the front. Hi. So, not looking forward to it because it's my first one. I'm about 20 years too late. Anyways, been working on stuff around the house. Trying to work my way up to throwing stuff out, and I just can't do it. So, other than that, everybody have a nice week. W8VPC.
All right, Mike. Yeah, I got yours. Sounds like you've got a big event coming up. I hope everything works out. And hopefully one day you'll be able to give Cologuard a try and you won't have to go through this. So hope everything works out for you. Scott, Whiskey X-Ray 1 Juliet. Scott, go ahead with your transmission. And Joe, please stand by.
Well, good evening, Kevin, and everybody on the net. This is Scott, Whiskey X-Ray 1 Juliet, stroke Victor Echo 3 in northern Ontario. On an island called Manitoulin, it's the largest freshwater island in the world, and just off the shore of Rogers City and Alpena in that area. So it's at the top end of Lake Ontario, Lake Huron. How about that? So we're anyway, here for a bike ride for a couple of days. We got here on Sunday and we're leaving again on Thursday, taking a drive deeper into Ontario on our way home. But just having a wonderful time. The weather is about 70 degrees during the day and about 65 at night, so it's no storms on the horizon, knock on plastic. And so we're just having a great time. But I thought, anyway, I'd take the opportunity to work a little DX and call you guys down there in the States. So I did bring my radio, hoping to do some things, but I forgot to pack the fiberglass mast to hold the antenna up, so I'm going to be looking for helium balloons or something like that for a couple of days of trying to get on HF from here, so that'll be kind of fun anyway. With that, I'm going to turn it back to you. Sorry I won't be there for breakfast, obviously, and I won't be to connect either. I hope you guys all have fun, and we'll look forward to chatting with you again next week from the local area. WATCM, back to you, and thanks, Kevin, for doing the net. You're doing a great job. This is WX1J, stroke VE3.
Scott, thank you for that update. Hopefully your bike ride didn't involve a whole bunch of wildfire smoke where you're at. I'm not sure it drifted over that way or which way the wind's blowing at this point, but sorry you forgot your fiberglass mask. That's going to make getting that wire in the air a little bit more of a challenge, but you're a seasoned ham operator. I'm sure you'll figure it out. So I wish you best. Hope you enjoy any further rides while you're in Canada, and we look forward to seeing you back in town when you get back. Safe travel. Joe, NHCS, go ahead with your transmission. Drake, NADMH, please stand by. Joe, NHCS, are you out there? We'll give you one more try, and then I'll move on to Drake and try to come back to you. Go ahead, Joe. Okay, let's move on to Drake, NADMH, and I'll come back to Joe in a minute. Drake, go ahead with your transmission. And Tony, stand by.
NADMH. I guess that's both of our bads because Joe is sitting right next to me right now. I don't have a whole lot to add other than the weather is interesting off to our east. And
That's about it. Hey, do you mention? All right, Drake, well, it's good to hear you. Joe's sitting next to you. Joe, why don't you go ahead and with your transmission, and then after you're done, Tony, please stand by. Joe, NACM, go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Kevin. NACM, just sitting on my porch swing here. Hope I make it into the repeater okay. It's 25 feet away from me transmitting from underneath a bucket in my shed. Actually, it's on top of the bucket, so it's okay. But I got her linked in, so. If you're ever on South Airport Road, you could probably hit it for a hot minute. But, yeah, watching the clouds do their thing. Had a nice, what almost was a sunset here a minute ago, and back behind the cloud cover again. But, yeah, to the north, looks a little bit hairy on the radar, so. Nope, yeah, looks like it is getting better. But I wanted to say I'm excited to hear NADX on the local repeater instead of the link for a while. I might actually come off EchoLink and All-Star and talk on 86 if he's in town. And, hey, we can do that once a decade. But be glad to have you back in the area. So, other than that, I won't tie it up too long here, Kevin. Thanks for running the net tonight. Appreciate that. And hope everyone has a great evening. NACM.
Okay, Joe, yeah, I got you. You came in loud and clear. Jeff NADX will be in town as of Saturday. He is not there right now, so he was coming in over at EchoLink today. But he's in town Saturday, and I think I seem to remember him saying he'd be here for at least a week or two. So with that, I will go on now to the list of general check-ins. Tony, KESBZ, go ahead with your transmission. And Charlie, please stand by.
Good evening, this is Tony KEHSBZ. Kevin, thanks for taking the net tonight, doing a fine job. Getting excited about picnic time tomorrow night. I hope that we have good turnout, and hope that there's a great variety of items on the table to share. I can't tell you exactly what I'm bringing. I guess it will have to be a surprise. Tom, down in Cadillac, we wish you well with all of the stuff that you've been going through the last couple of weeks. And Dave, prayers for out there for your brother in Oklahoma City. Jeff, look forward to seeing you maybe sometime while you're in town. And one last message for Scott. Ben Franklin had a pretty good idea, so maybe you can get that antenna up in the air. Don't have anything special on this side of the radio outside of that. Enjoyed listening to all of you immensely. I'll pass it back to Net Control, W8TCM. This is KE8SBZ. Good evening.
Well, Tony, it's good to hear from you. I will mention that last week, Tony and his wife and I and my wife were over at Hodenpyle Pond camping, and I think it was, I can't remember, it was Monday night, Tuesday night, we had a major storm come through that dumped a whole lot of rain and a lightning strike that was probably within about 300 feet of my campsite. The flash and the bang were almost totally coincident, and I had expected to wake up the next morning and possibly see Tony's DX Commander fried to a crisp. His was closest to the water. Mine was back amidst the trees, but alas, that didn't happen. So all the antennas are down now, at least out there anyway, and we got some weather coming through. Let it rain. We need it. Charlie, KB8PRU. Charlie, go ahead with your transmission, and Edgar, please stand by.
Well, I just wanted to get on the net. I heard you on the net tonight, and I think I've been on it before, but I'm not sure. but I appreciate you taking the net, doing the net. You're doing a good job. I see now the canoe race is all over with now here, and we had one problem, as far as I know, and I'm glad everything turned out for everybody. I just want to say hi to everybody, and God bless them. You all have a wonderful day.
Well, Charlie, I think this is the second time I heard you on the net. I'm not sure if Tony had it last time when you were on, but we have heard you before. Good to hear from you. And, yeah, time flies during the summer. It's hard to believe the Sable Canoe Race has come and gone. I was able to track the racers through a couple of dams many years ago, and those guys know how to hustle. I don't know how they can pour it on for 24 hours, but those are some elite athletes right there. So, Charlie, it's good to hear from you. We hope to hear you on the net again. Edgar, Kilo Alpha 8, Hotel YE. Edgar, go ahead with your transmission.
Well, good evening to the net, and boy, what a crowd tonight, and I can join the colonoscopy club. I'm considered high risk, so for the last 40 years, I've had them every 5 years apart, so I had lots of experience from that, which is always so much fun, but good for a couple of days of laughter. Anyhow, good to hear you all, and this is
KAHYE 73. Okay, very good. Yeah, I think most of us are probably members of that elite club now, and sorry to hear that you have to have it done every 5 years, but I guess knowing something is better than not knowing and having to deal with the outcome of that. So, glad you're still with us, and everything's good. Jamie, KD8BIN. Jamie, go ahead with your transmission. And Nicholas, please stand by.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Victor Indy November. And Jamie, I was just trying to get the Echolink working here on 593282 is my Echolink node. But I don't know if it's the weather. I also was on your guys' website looking at Cherryland stuff, and I was on the Oscar 123 Microsat, and I've been carrying equipment to the gig. And I got a new challenge coin. Oh, yeah, and I've been feeding a lot of birds and chipmunks and squirrels, over.
Yeah, Jamie, very good. It sounds like you've been busy with the environment all surrounding you. Yeah, it's always good to hear from you again, and we hope to hear you on the net going forward. Nicholas, KD8NH. Nicholas, go ahead with your transmission, and then I will make one more call for additional check-ins. Nicholas, go ahead.
Yes, WATCM, this is KD8NH here. Nicholas on this side of the mic, and it's been a great net this evening listening to everybody and all the active hams out there. It's just good to know we're all out there, radios working, all that. I am down in the shack right now. This evening I am checking in from my base station, so signal report's always nice after the transmission. Make sure everything's working when I blow the dust off of things down here. I'm trying to plug in a couple video game systems, and I bought a VHS DVD player at the Cadillac Ham Swap, and I'm trying to get that thing to read a DVD, and I can't get it to read it, but, you know, that happens from time to time, and I think the point of going to Ham Swaps is to pick up things to tinker with, and I'm already doing a lot of that, so more to add to the plate, but it's a healthy feeling, let's say that. It's a good plate. I'm liking what I'm seeing. Thanks, everybody, for being out there and listening to my transmission this evening. This is Kilo Delta 8 November Hotel 73 to all. Back to you, Net Control.
Well, Nicholas, as far as the signal report goes, you are holding the repeater, you are full quieting and coming in loud and clear. Looking for things to tinker with. Boy, a DVD player sounds an awful lot like a rabbit hole that you could easily go down, but one possibility is that the laser head may have some stuff on it. I don't know if it needs to be cleaned or what you do to clean those. Haven't seen a DVD player in a computer for a very long time, but I know they're ubiquitous when it comes to gaming consoles and such. At this point, we have reached the bottom of the list. This is W8TCM, and I'll listen to any additional check-ins. If you have not checked in to the Monday Evening Social Hour Net and wish to do so, please check in now.
Chloe,
K-S-A-R-S-E-M. W9ARS. No further check-ins heard. Chloe, let's find out what's happening in your world today. Go ahead, Chloe.
Chloe, I've been really busy with my 4-H team. I'm super excited to prepare. And we are having a lot of fun. We haven't practiced with our sheep yet tonight, but we're going to do that right after I check in. And I'm having a lot of fun with the baby. He's super fun to hold. And I'm liking being a sister to another little brother. You had a double in there after I checked in. Back to net control. Chloe, KF8DNK.
Chloe, very good. Yeah, it was wonderful to see your new brother in the and watching your mom with that brother wrapped up and still running the farm stand at the Interlochen Farmers Market. You guys got a lot to be proud of, and I also saw your brothers doing some, looked like they might have been writing letters for their 4-H fair as well. That's a pretty exciting time for you guys. I know you've got some prize sheep that you're going to show at the fair, and I hope everything really goes well for you. That new baby's going to keep you guys busy, that's for sure. And Chloe, you get to practice being a mini-mom to help your mom out for a while, so I'm sure that'll be fun. At this point, we have reached the bottom of the list. There being no further check-ins before we close the mesh net, does anyone have any questions, inquiries, or comments? Frank?
W9ARS.
I got a station with W9, I think it was ARS. Can you confirm, please, and provide me your first name?
Whiskey 9 Alpha, Romeo Sierra. I'm coming through the local repeater here in St. Mingus and Mackinac. I'm standing on the third story of a hotel. My name is Jim. We're out of Indianapolis, Indiana. And just happened to bring the repeater up tonight, and there you are. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jim up in St. Ignace, I got your call sign correct. Whiskey 9 Alpha Romeo Sierra. What's the weather like up there in St. Ignace, Jim?
Little overcast. It's going to be raining tonight and be clearing sometime around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I don't know if you live up in St. Ignace or you are visiting, but your signal's coming through loud and clear over here. If you are visiting as a tourist, we hope you have a great time visiting northern Michigan and up in the Upper Peninsula, Mackinac area. There's a lot to see up there, and hope the weather is good for you and it cooperates. We've got some sketchy weather this week, but I think we've got some good days coming up as well. Okay, Jim, at this point, this will conclude the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. This net will meet again next Monday here on this repeater
immediately following the 8 p.m. T-Barge net. This is Kevin, KF8AGY, operating this evening as net control under the club call sign, Whiskey 8 Tango Charlie Mike. I will now close the net and return this repeater to general amateur use. Thank you, everyone, for your participation and comments. Good evening to all. This is WATCM, and I'll be clear.
KF8AGY, this is KF8DMK.
KF8DMK, KF8AGY, go ahead, Christopher.
Hey, I've got little Judah here. He wanted to say hi to Kevin. You there, buddy?
Hi.
Hey there, Judah. It's good to hear from you. You always put a smile on my face when you say hi. Anything else, Christopher?
No, that's it. He was just sitting there with the mic in his hand, and I asked him if he wanted to say hi to Kevin, and he said he did. So that's all I've got. This is KF8DMK. I'll be clear.
Very good, Christopher, and very good, Judah. It's good to hear from you. At this point, this is KF8AGY, and I will be clear and monitoring for a few minutes before I shut down my station.
KF8AGY, KE8SBZ.
KE8SBZ, KF8AGY, go ahead, Tony.
All right, fun net tonight. Just wondering if you want me to swing by in the morning.
Yeah, I think I'll be going to breakfast tomorrow. You want to swing by? Let me know what time. What are you thinking about? Maybe quarter after 8 or something like that?
Yeah, let's make it a quarter after. Sounds good. I hope your wife had a great day today. And I didn't know whether to mention something, you know, during the net or not, but happy birthday to her. So, KE8SBZ, we'll be clear after your final.
Yeah, she did. I think she did have a good day today. John and Sarah met us for dinner last night at Pistoleros up on Garfield. We had a good Mexican dinner, but there were at least three boxes that went home because we couldn't finish it all. And then we came back here to have some of that carrot cake, and as it turns out, John is the New York cheesecake expert, and he had one waiting that he had to pick up on the way over. So the carrot cakes have been set aside momentarily so we can put an end to that cheesecake, but boy, is it good. Yeah, and she really did like the card with the Sasquatch giving the peace sign on the front, too. If we couldn't get it from the Hoden Pyle Dam store, we certainly got it in the card. Back to you, Tony.
Hi, on that last one. Oh, that's good. And it was just, I don't know if it was a relaxing day or not, we had it out about noon to pick up a few groceries for the week and for my wife's retreat and a few things to have here in the house for myself. And tomorrow afternoon after I deliver her, I'm going to be free to be doing whatever I want there for a while. So kind of looking forward to the week. It's not that I don't get a chance to do that every day, but it'll be a nice break for both of us, I think. So I'm going to leave the radio on and see if I hear anything, or at least keep an eye on the radar and see what might be coming across the pond there and make a determination as to whether to unplug some of this stuff tonight or not. So looked like it was, they might have had some rough weather over toward Oshkosh, which reminds me of 4 years ago. I think my tent got blown away twice. I had a pop-up awning that got totally mangled into parts, and there was laundry and everything spread out for a long ways after after a shelf cloud came through. So anyway, hope we don't get any of that up here. Okay, Kevin, have a great night. This is KESPJ.
Okay, Tony, that sounds great. I will look forward to seeing you in the morning. KE8SBZ, this is KF8AGY. I will be clear.
NADMA, KNAPX.
Go ahead.
Hey, we've got a severe warning storm that popped up. RDH was going to pick something off, but I guess he just lost all power and all of his stuff died. Are you in a position where you could?
Yeah, let me see if I can figure something out here.
All right, copy.
Any DMH, KRDH?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm up on high band. No luck on 800 so far.
All right, I'll go grab mine.
Yeah, I think it's finally toast.
KD8REH, and APX.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm here on both, so if you need something.
All right, sounds good. Has anybody officially kicked off in that or no?
Not yet. I was seeing if Drake could, and I'm just walking in the door, so if you can, go for it.
A firm standby one. All right, attention all stations. This is K8REH, net control, Northern Michigan Sky Warrants here, Weather Network. Currently have a severe thunderstorm warning. Standby.
Looks like they just pushed another.
Yep, I see it. There's a severe thunderstorm warning right now. Looks like for southwestern Crawford County and eastern Kalkaska County until 9:45 at 8:57, a severe thunderstorm was located near Darga, or 9 miles east of Kalkaska, moving southeast at 25 miles an hour. Hazard, we got quarter size hail. It's all radar indicated at this point. And again, this is a severe thunderstorm warning. It's going to be around Grayling at 9:15. Do you have any stations in Kalkaska or Crawford County at this time? Okay, nothing heard again. A severe thunderstorm warning is in effect until, 9:45 for the following counties, Kalkaska and Crawford. All right, again, K8REH, my control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. Any stations in Kalkaska or Crawford County? And again, this is K8REH net control in Northern Michigan Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning is still in effect for Kalkaska and Crawford counties until 9:45. The severe thunderstorm is located right now, probably right near Grayling, moving into Grayling at this time. Any stations in the far southeastern Kalkaska or Grayling looking for any stations in that area? And again, this is K8REH net control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning is still in effect for southeastern Kalkaska and the southwestern Crawford County at this time. A severe thunderstorm is moving through Grayling, and it's making a southeasterly track at about 25 miles an hour. Again, quarter-sized hail and torrential rainfall are going to be the primary two hazards with this storm. Well, again, any stations in southeastern or southeastern Kalkaska or southwestern Crawford County, if you got anything to report, please contact Net Control. Yeah, go ahead.
Looks like Gaylord Weather Office has canceled the all severe thunderstorm warnings they had.
Yep, I was just about to announce that. Looks like they did. We'll just have to keep an eye on the other line that's moving through.
Yeah, I'm curious to hear the reports we get out of Roscommon.
Yeah, I think, do you want to put it into, we'll just go to standby at this time, and if another one pops up, we'll just kick another net off.
Hey, affirm, sounds like a plan to me.
Alrighty, this is Range Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. At this time, National Weather Service in Gaylord has discontinued all severe thunderstorm warnings. However, there's another line moving through, so we're going to keep an eye on that, and we're just going to go into standby at this time. And if anything else happens or another warning pops up, we will initiate another net. We are going to continue to monitor in case anybody has anything to report. I will be on here for a little while longer and let you all know what happens. This is KDRE Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. We are in standby.
KSQZ radio check.
Yep, you're in there, Glenn. K8REH.
K8SQZ and APX.
Yeah, Adam, I'm still struggling with the software, but I finally got it in one of my phones, so I'm trying to get it on my other Android.
Okay. It's brand new to me, too. It's been out for probably a month now, but I've really not had a whole lot of time to play with it. And the guy makes updates to it almost daily. It started out as just All-Star, and now there's, like, DMR and all sorts of stuff wrapped into it, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's extremely more usable. I was using a couple other apps to try to get in, but this seems excellent.
What's really handy is if you look off to the right, it says Netrunner. It will literally transcribe call signs and then pull that user's QRZ data and put it all into a sheet there for you.
Yeah, it's an add-on. I'm downloading as we speak. Very slick.
It's been one of them things I've been meaning to kind of disseminate out to everybody, and I've just been so busy I haven't had a chance yet. I stumbled across it one day on a Facebook post, and the guy kept it pretty close to his chest, if you know what I mean. And I think he planned on putting it in the App Store and charging money for it, but I guess now they've decided they're just going to keep it free.
You know, one more thing, if we can record these nets, I can import it to an AI that I have. It'll give transcripts and it'll search the conversation, so we might want to play with that too.
Can you get it? very cool. Well, play around with it, and you'll probably learn it faster than I will, because I throw it open when I can't get in their radio, and that's the extent of I get with it. So, but it looks like it's going to be a pretty feature-rich program.
All right, Adam, I appreciate it. Thanks for the info. Slick little app. I'll let you go. KSUZ.
Sounds good. And at APX.
The app is called QSO1. O-N-E. Two words. It's Android and Windows.
Okay, I have that one. I also have Droid Star and a couple other ones. I just tried one the other day called V3DMR, which looks pretty promising also.
Yeah, I've used DV Switch. And this works a lot better than DV Switch.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, have fun. Just thought I'd say hello. W8FIK.
There's always something new to learn in ham. KSGZ.
Oh, yeah, the other one I have is VoxDMR. VoxDMR. That's pretty cool, too. W8FIK.
AWK.
KSGZ testing.
N-A-W-K.
Hey, Ward. W-A-F-I-K. How you doing, my friend?
Not bad. How's this heat coming through?
You're sounding good. Sounds like you're ready to break out in song.
Oh, I don't know about that, but yes, thank you, I think. I'm not sure that this is a big enough storm to warrant activation, but I thought I'd tune in.
Yeah, I think they canceled that about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. Stand through it.
Well, there you go. Yeah, it's good to hear you.
Yeah, no kidding. Good to be heard. And are you working tonight?
No, I haven't been able to work in quite a while. I'm thinking about going to breakfast with everybody in the morning.
No, I've never done that, but it seems like it's so darn early.
Yeah, it's about a 2-minute drive, so I might do it. I've been talking about it for a long time.
Yeah, usually there's a pretty good turnout, I'm told.
Yeah, I might still know a few of them. How's Hope doing? Have you talked to her lately?
She's doing fine. She just got back from Alaska. And one of her brothers is coming down from Alaska. So she's in kind of full entertainment mode.
Oh, yeah, but I think she will enjoy that.
Yeah, well, her husband's a native of Alaska.
Yeah, I think I remember hearing that about 40 years ago.
Yeah, it's easy to forget something that's that ancient.
Yeah, you know, it's like that old joke about walking to a room and you forget why you went there and then you realize it was the bathroom.
Yeah. I hear you. That's amazing how close the truth that sometimes is.
Yeah, it's kind of like them people that park their car and forget to set the parking brake.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, Ward, take it easy. I'm in the middle of something. Just wanted to say hi because I heard you. W-8-F-I-K. See ya.
Yeah, thanks for jumping in. Good to talk to you again. N-A-W-K.
KDWH testing.
Yep, you're working.
Yeah, the audio pretty low or no?
No, you sound pretty good.
Okay. Just coming through on EchoLink right now. It's about the only thing I can get set up. I tried DMR, but for some reason it's not working.
Did you try it on All-Star?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I tried to get into All-Star. I've got that all logged in, but it's been so long since I've been into All-Star to mess with it. I'm not sure what I'm doing there without screwing something up.
If you just select All-Star, and then it's going to give you a search bar, and if you just search NMLRN and press connect, it'll hook you right into the hub.
Okay, I'll give that a shot next.
All right, I'll be standing by. I see we also got a new Mezzo discussion, so I got to look and see what that is.
Yeah, I was going to take a look at that too here in a second.
All right, NADPX, KDRH, it looks like I'm in that time.
You're coming through on Echo or All-Star?
A firm.
There you go. Now you won't have all the troubles that plague EchoLink, you know, tying into the 8.6 and whatnot. Now you can just go straight to the All-Star hub.
Yeah, and there is like zero delay too. Like where EchoLink, you've got that delay with here, there is nothing.
Yeah, this is one of the coolest apps I've came across. It's super easy to use and packed with features. I was telling Glenn earlier, there's a little tab down there that says Netrunner, like if you're doing Skywarn and stuff. I think you saw that other night. It was live transcribing all the call signs for me.
Yeah, actually, I see it right here. I clicked on it. I'm going to see what it does.
I think it makes you download like a small package, like transcription package, but once it's set up, it's pretty slick.
Oh, yeah, I see that where you gotta download it. Yeah, I'll mess with that later. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, check it out. Definitely makes, when you're on the fringe or, you know, not within earshot of the repeater, it sure makes it nice. This is what I've been running all day. I haven't even touched a handheld.
Yeah, then I definitely got to figure out what's going on with this 800. It's doing some weird stuff, man. It's only been picking up towers, like every tower. I could drive by the one on River Road and get one bar of signal out of it, and I'm literally looking right at the tower, so there's something going on with it.
Sounds like it needs to be aligned.
That's what I'm guessing. I had them all aligned at one point, and I thought Drake said they were the one that was really being a pain was the mobile, and that thing's actually been doing great. I haven't had one problem with it, but the portable, on the other hand, it's not doing so hot.
it seems like if you just look at them the wrong way, they... Oh, hang on. Sorry, I had a toddler that grabbed a hold of a full bowl of cereal, and that was about to pull off like a bomb. Yeah, if you look at those radios the wrong way, they go out of alignment, I swear.
Yeah, and I've never had a problem with it up until, like, the last, I don't know, 3 months. I know the battery's just been a real pain. It's one of those Chinese lithium batteries, and I've got this intermittent thing where if you set it down, the radio just, like, blips, shuts off, and then comes back on. But I swear, if you tilt it, turn it, do something with it, it just shuts right off. Then, like tonight, what I was doing, I was keying it up using the PTT on the radio, and it would get a channel grant, then it would stop, then it would get a channel grant, then it would stop, and it would do that all within like 2 or 3 seconds. It did it like 5 or 6 times within like 2 seconds. It was a bit ridiculous. It's been doing that kind of, yeah, I wouldn't say consistently, but over the last couple weeks it's been doing that.
Mine does that a lot, where I'll go to key it up, and it's like the PTT button is loose, and I'll get like 4 channel grant tones, like back to back to back.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, too, this radio was sold as a, I guess the guy had them as stock units that were just sitting in a cache. I'm kind of wondering if he didn't recase these and sell them out. I mean, they look like they were brand new Motorola cases, but that's not to say they weren't. So I guess I'll get a new battery and see if I can find a new case or something like that to try before going the extreme measure.
Oh, just upgrade to a ATX next. Bite the bullet.
That's like one of my kidneys in a left leg.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you can always get a Kenwood.
You know, they're coming up in price. At one point, they were pretty comparable. You know, you could buy 2 EF Johnsons to one of the Motorolas, but they just keep hiking the price, and it's to the point where it's only a few $100 more to get the Motorola.
Well, my fire chief and I were talking about that the other night. He wants to go for some grant money to get some more radios, and we were talking about the Kenwoods or the EF Johnsons, and by the time he got around to going, well, where do I go to get a quote from? I'm like, just go with Motorola. It's what we already know, and the price is so comparable at this point. Why bother?
You know, I liked them. I worked with them for a long time. We had some really, really old ones. One of them was in our rescue boat, and it was the last of the 5300 series, but it had the really nice color display on it. It was a good radio. The 5000 series, they're okay. I mean, nothing to write home about. Then you got the 6000s, and then you got the 8000s. But I don't know, unless you're using every band on the 8000, it's overkill for what it is.
Yep. Anymore, just buy a Apex 6000. Make sure it's got all the, you know, trunking features you need, and call that good, because you're not going to need any other band.
No, I still like to have VHF. That's, I guess if that's one holdover that I'm never going to get rid of, is to have a VHF radio. They ripped them all out down in Wexford, and they never put an 800 in our brush truck. And it's like, you know, I'm going to stick a new antenna on this radio, and we're going to have a VHF back in there. And, you know, it's, when all else fails, I guess that's there. And they do have portables with them, but you know, if you're working a big fire, it's still nice to have a backup.
Well, we have, I don't know, a dozen or so of the old HT-1250s that they were using for fire ground stuff, and it's they're so junked and bad that they don't, you know, they don't work like they should. And we're going to start using 7-packs on fire ground stuff.
Yeah, they finally, it was weird. They still use repeated fire grounds down in Wexford. I think the only one up here that I know that still uses 7-tacks is City Fire. I don't think they really use those repeated ones for fire grounds at all, unless they're going mutual aid to somebody. But they had the 4 fire grounds down in Wexford, and you had absolutely no idea which one they were going to assign to you. They would just say, go to fire ground. Well, fire ground in the radios isn't fire ground, it's FOPS 4. But they would still say it's go to 83 fire ground. It's like, come on. Let's get with the times.
Well, in CCE land, each department gets their own repeated fire ground. And that gets to be a mess. When, you know, you were on a mutual aid 2 days ago, and you hop in the truck and you're still on that mutual aid talk group, and it's just a nightmare. So we're going to move to simplex channels for interior work.
Well, it's no different down in Wexford, same thing. You get in a truck, and each truck could be on a totally different talk group because it didn't go to that call the night before or on the last call. So, yeah, the command vehicle, you could get in that. Like one day it was on an 8-tack or something like that. Kind of weird. And every other truck in the department was on a different talk group. So I'd always just leave it on, you know, the main channel there, and they get the switch when they would go to their call. But so I'm going to try to figure out something with this radio, and I'll let you know what I come up with.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I got to hop off of here. It's chaos here right now, so got to start getting everybody wound down and ready for bed. So I checked that mesoscale, and it was nothing of significance. Possible hail, that was about it. So I think we're good to shut her down for the night.
Yep, that's what I saw, too. I'll just keep watching it for a little bit. And I got some cool stuff I picked up at the at Frankenmuth there, so I got to start going through that, and that'll give me a little time to mess around with that yet tonight.
Sounds good. Well, if something pops off, shoot me a text. We'll be around.
All right, sounds good. 1080RH.
1080PX.
Delta.
Okay. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Sierra.